Welcome back to Pesukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are going to be learning together today Brachos Daf Yud. And with the focus pasuk that we're going to be looking at today is the pasuk found at the bottom of Daf Yud Amun Aleph in Brachos, which is in Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Ches. This also appears almost identically in Melachim Bey's Perek Chaf. And here's how the pasuk reads that the Gemara is darshaning. Bayamim Ohaim, in those days, Cholach Yeskiyahu Lamus. Yeskiyahu got very sick to the point of death. Vayavoy elov Yeshayahu ben Amoz Hanavi, and Yeshayahu the prophet comes to him, Vayomer elov, and he says to him, Komar Hashem, Tzav Leveischa, put your affairs in order, speak to the people of your house, Ki Meisata Velo Sichya, and you're not going to live. The Gemara darshans and gives us the context for this pasuk, because the pasuk goes on to say that Chizkiyahu turned his face to the wall and prayed to Hashem, at which point Yeshayahu leaves and is then interrupted by a prophecy and told to go back in, that Chizkiyahu has been answered. What is the subtext of this? The Gemara explains over here, which is the main point of the story over here at the bottom of Yudam al-Aleph going on to Yudam al-Beis, that really what had happened was that Chizkiyahu had made a bad decision. Chizkiyahu had seen in the future through prophecy that he would have a child who'd be a terrible, terrible child, and therefore he decided not to have children. Yeshayahu comes to him and says that because of your bad decision, you are going to be killed. At which point Chizkiyahu begs for his life. And Chizkiyahu says, I know that ultimately I'm going to have a bad child. Please, that's the reason I didn't have it. And the retort that Yeshayahu says to him, you don't have the license to start playing around with the hidden matters of this universe. You have to do what your plan is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sort out his plan. At this point, Chizkiyahu makes a request. He says, you know what? Maybe what I'll do is I'll fix it right now. I will marry your daughter, Yeshayahu, and I'll have children, and we can resolve the issue right here and now. At which point Yeshayahu says, I'm sorry, Kfar nigzera olecha gzera. The gzera has already been finished. This is all the subtext of the psukim that the Gemara is telling us. At which point Chizkiyahu responds by saying, I have a tradition, kach mekubloni mibeis avi abo, avidu cherev chada munochas al tzavaroi shel odom al yimna atzmoi min harachme. A person should never, ever withhold himself, stop himself from saying that there's no way out, and therefore a person should always pray. What is interesting, so this is the Gemara, and this explains it. Just a few steps of context to appreciate this, because we hear this Gemara really explains the story in Tanakh, but it doesn't fully explain it. A few things to be aware of. Number one is that it is a little ambiguous as to when Chizkiyahu gets sick. But there's another episode happening in Chizkiyahu's life which seems to be just the preceding or perhaps coinciding event. And that is the surrounding of the Yerushalayim by Sancheriv. Sancheriv, the king of Assyria, sent his general Rav Shakai to go taunt the nation of Israel, taunt the Jews. They've destroyed most of the villages and captured most of the villages in the area of Judea. They have already exiled the northern kingdom. This is the destruction of Yerushalayim, which is imminent. And it is in this context that we learn about this. Some of the Mefarshim actually say that these are coinciding events, that Chizkiyahu's sickness is occurring at the same time as the external war, which is a shocking, shocking event, just to understand the complexity of this. But more than this, what most people are not aware of is that, in fact, Chizkiyahu was right. He would have a child, and the child of that marriage with Yeshayahu's daughter was a person by the name of Menashe. As is described in Sefer Melachim, one of the worst kings ever in the nation of Israel and Yehuda to live. He introduced Avodah Zorah to such a degree, it was so rampant, he created unmitigated bloodshed in the land of Israel to such a degree that the Sefer Melachim tells us that the Gezerah to destroy the Beis HaMikdash was sealed because of Menashe's action. In fact, he kills his own grandfather Yeshayahu HaNavi, as the tradition we have it. A terrible, terrible, terrible things happen at the hands of Menashe. But what is interesting is if you go into Sefer Direi Hayamim, for the same narrative of Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu, because of this union, what is interesting is that ultimately he does do teshuva, unlike the narrative in Sefer Melachim. In Direi Hayamim it describes he was taken into captivity, and his captors took him and put him into a pot and started boiling him alive. At which point he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he reaches out to Hashem and says, the God of his fathers, and asks for teshuva. And the Tanakh records a miraculous event where Hashem miraculously lifts him, takes him back to the land of Israel, and he creates a spiritual reform, not enough to undo the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but enough to fix up the land to a certain degree, and he lives many years after that. What is, and there's these two narratives of Melachim and Divrei Hayamim being contradictory narratives, one where there was no teshuva done in Melachim and where in Divrei Hayamim there is done teshuva, is continued as a tradition of Machlokes Tanaim in Sanhedrin Perek Chelek as to whether he did do teshuva or not. What is fascinating is that Mishnash's situation, when he's sitting there boiling to death in the pot, is the same situation as his father is sitting in sickness and is about to die. And in the same way that his father said, Kach mekublani, I have this tradition in my family that even when the sword is on the neck, not to stop asking for rachamim, was exactly, precisely the same methodology his son, Menashe, used when he was in that pot. And it worked again, because his very existence was dependent on that tradition, which is why he was able to use it to save his life and turn things around. That just gives a little more perspective into the complexity of Menashe, into the complexity of this principle as it applies in the life of Yechezkel and his children. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.